From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. A new round of airstrikes is underway in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says a combination of heavy U.S. bombers and fighter aircraft are hitting targets much like those that were struck in the first round of attacks last night. The U.S. planes that took part in that first round are reported to have returned safely to their bases and aircraft carriers. We have more now from NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.
The airstrikes last night and again today may be producing a lot of fireworks, but as described by U.S. and British officials, this is a fairly small operation in comparison with other recent air campaigns. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Richard Myers, reported today that the first night of airstrikes targeted just 31 sites, ranging from the Taliban military's air defense system to the terrorist training camps of Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network.
The broad category of targets that we struck yesterday included early warning radars, as we said before, ground forces, command and control facilities, Al-Qaeda infrastructure, and airfields and aircraft. Strikes are continuing as we speak. We are hitting targets that are similar to those we did yesterday.
The airstrikes today involve fewer aircraft than were used yesterday, 5 land-based bombers and 10 fighter jets based on aircraft carriers, as well as some Tomahawk cruise missiles fired from U.S. ships in the region. Myers said he's generally pleased with what he's seen of the results of the first day of bombing, though a Pentagon official says that comment was based on damage assessments from fewer than a third of the sites hit yesterday. Satellite images and other data showing the damage have not come in as fast as the Pentagon would like, this official says. Most of the strikes have been against fixed military assets, in one case a barracks where Taliban ground troops were headquartered. Many of the sites hit have long been on a Pentagon target list, but General Myers said some of the targeting is the result of recently acquired intelligence, and he said Osama bin Laden's terrorist operation in the mountains is a focus.
For starters, in that list of targets that we have both talked about, the training camps, the Al-Qaeda training camps, are probably as good as any example of trying to take out the network. I'm not going to talk about the details there, but the camps have great training, inherent great training capability. They are not totally empty.
With protests against the operation spreading in the Muslim world, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today emphasized that Afghan civilians are not being hit, and he said the fireworks being generated come mainly from the Taliban's own anti-aircraft artillery, or AAA units, not from U.S. bombs and missiles. British defense officials today also emphasized that the airstrikes are being carefully conducted to avoid civilian casualties. Admiral Michael Boyce, the British Chief of Defense Staff, said most of the sites hit last night were in what he called very remote areas in the countryside, away from population centers. And he portrayed the operation as relatively small compared to other air campaigns.
Only 30 targets were actually looked at last night, and they were very specifically military ones, air defense sites, airfields, training camps. That is somewhat different to the size of the volume of attacks that went into Kosovo a couple of years or so ago, and certainly the range of targets, which much more extends from Kosovo as well.
At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld today warned Americans not to expect too much from the current round of airstrikes. He said again, as he has before, that bombs and missiles are unlikely to be decisive in any war in the Taliban regime and their allies.
They have very few targets that are of high value, that are manageable from the air. The military campaign from the air can be helpful. We believe it is being helpful, but it is a part of the broad-based effort that involves the financial and the diplomatic and the economic and the political and the covert, all of which are important. We have to have a clear understanding of what is possible in a country like that.
Even while pointing out that covert military operations will be a part of this campaign, Rumsfeld and other Pentagon officials refused to discuss them. Rumsfeld suggested yesterday that U.S. troops are not currently present on the ground in Afghanistan, at least in significant numbers, but ground operations, Rumsfeld makes clear, could at some point become an important part of this campaign. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.